It's difficult to imagine what land shipping would have been like when the coal mining was going full swing, but I think what it's easy to forget, or perhaps important to remember, is that people mined coal here because the river is here too. Because the river comes up and goes down, it meant that people could get a heavy, bulky cargo to where it needed to go really easily. So the river's just as important to coal mining and land shipping as almost as the coal itself.
Well, there was the mine.
Basically a mine collapsed. And also there's lots of holes that people get stuck in.
And also,
so you have to watch out for them.
Yeah. And there's a stone that says all the people who died in the mine.
Yeah, there's a memorial.
Well, the land shipping disaster, the garden pit disaster, that happened back in February 1844. That was a long time ago, but it's still something that was talked about in our family, because my grandfather, who came from Carew, was brought up by his grandparents, and they actually remembered firsthand what happened at land shipping. And my grandfather often used to say that there were women and girls working down the mine, not just men. Of course, by then, it was illegal for girls to be working underground. And it was quite interesting that in 2002, when the local memorial was put up at land shipping, that some people are commemorated simply as Miner. For example, Miner Davis or Miner Llewellyn. And it's quite obvious that they were women and girls who were working illegally down the mines. And of course, all of this was hushed up at the time. And it really was an awful disaster. You know, the whole of the area really became depopulated then as a result of that. And a lot of people moved away to more industrial areas because there was nothing to stay in South Pembrokeshire for at that time.